Does that sound better? Does that sound better? Does that sound better? Does that sound better? Does that sound better?
That sounds like this song. Dun da 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 dun da dun da da dun da dun da.
Okay.
That's where it is. I'm gonna heisen snow. That reminds me of School of Rock.
Wait, does he say heisen snow in there?
No, he sings it though. Jack Black wants to take the kids to his audition for Battle of the Bands, but so he takes out the principal to ask if he can take them on a field trip, and then he plays that song.
Like, what's that song called?
Immigrant Song.
Immigrant Song. I come from a land of the ice and snow and ice and snow. Led Zeppelin was kind of ruined for me as a kid.
Because, why?
Because that's what my drunk mom and uncles would listen to. And it's just kind of like, I didn't like it. It left a bad taste in my mouth.
I remember the first time this kid up the street played Led Zeppelin for me. Black Dog.
Jesus. That's Britney Spears.
Yeah, I know. It sent me to...
Is that with the rubber chicken?
No, that's not the chicken. They did have the chicken for Immigrant Song. Yeah. Immigrant Song, oh, rubber
yeah.
chicken.
Yeah, that's true.
But I like the shitty flute.
That's a rubber chicken?
Mm-hmm. That's lame. How did they not do that shitty flute? Put your phone down.
Checking Amazon?
Amazon for what?
Texts. I gotta check the text.
Do you want to do a rap?
Amazon text, gotta text the check. No, wait. Amazon text, gotta check the ticks. Amazon text, gotta check the ticks. Whenever Amazon needs me, I'm there.
That's a good slogan.
Whenever Amazon needs me, I'm there.
Yeah.
He needs me. What's that from?
Popeye.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What is it used in? Oh, Punch Drunk Love. Text, checks. When Amazon texts me, I check my text. If I get a text from Amazon, I gotta check my text. What's delivered? What's ordered? Did my order go through? Whoa. I love Amazon. Do you like this beat?
It's not bad.
It's like kind of old school.
It's like you could hear like iced tea come in.
Yeah, it was like, yo!
Yeah.
Like, fuck the police coming straight from the underground.
Yeah, it's kind of that era. Yeah, sounds like that
era. Early hip-hop.
No, that's later hip-hop.
What's early hip-hop?
I don't know. Early 80s, late 70s.
We should do a podcast on the history of hip-hop.
History of rap and hip-hop. Okay.
I don't know anything about it.
This is a great intro. This is a great intro music for our intro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll let's see. Maybe there's another one. That's good. So we'll do an intro. Okay.
Okay.
For the history of hip hop with Brendan, with Amanda, with the.
Wait, are we doing that right now?
B-Man and the A-Train. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Cut back to me. Picture this. You turn on the World Record podcast and this is what my lips look like. Isn't that cool?
Maybe would you do that like as a joke?
I would totally get lip injections.
And it goes away and it's safe?
Probably. I don't know. Some people get it and it goes like this. I want to get it and it go up like that. See?
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're, then it looks, what you're talking about.
See? But I don't know if it's worth the risk of it coming like this and looking like a ducklet. But I feel like they've come a long way.
Well, also, what's the risk of... I guess there's no anesthesia.
I mean, it just... They just give you a needle. They like numb your lips.
It's just needles.
But if it goes in the wrong spot, you could get a stroke. So I don't know if it's I don't know. I don't really know anybody who's had strokes, though, from lip injections. But they do say, like, there was some commercial for, like, Juvederm or something, like, in your hands. And it's like, if it gets in the wrong blood vessel, you could have a stroke.
If they really want everybody to get vaccinated, give shit like that away. Lip injection. Like, do the vaccine mixed with a lip injection.
That's smart.
People would be lined up around the block.
I probably would get the vaccine if it gave me free lip injections.
Yeah.
Or, like, a free month of Pilates.
But you're already vaccinated.
I know. That's what I meant. I'm saying if I had not already been. That is something, not like, you know, now it's like, oh, you're entered into like a lottery or something. It's like, give me something that I can get right away.
Like a facelift.
Welcome.
Hey, this is the B-Man.
And the A-Train.
And you're listening to the History of Hip Hop, where we explore the history of hip hop from the first... From the time the rhymes were rapped over beats up until
present day, Cardi B
and Megan the Trainor.
No, Megan.
Megan the Trainor. Megan the Trainor and Cardi B. Mm-hmm. All the way up to what's hot on the charts today. So tune in. It's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on your local NPR station.
In 1981, hip-hop first started with the first hip-hop song that combined rap and beats. Since then, it's only taken off and got even more popular. Now, it's the most popular genre of music. Imagine that.
But when it started on the Lower East Side and in boroughs like the Bronx and Harlem, you know, hip hop was, there was a new thing. It was, you know, the New York City in the 70s was a pretty rough place.
Oh, it was.
But, you know, it was also the breeding ground for a new style of music that combined poetry.
Slam poetry and.
Groovy beats. And it took on the heels of the popularity of disco. It made sense because, you know, disco taught people that they wanted to dance, and hip hop, they passed the baton to hip hop where you can now dance to poetry.
Yes. First started by, the concept of rap was invented by Smokey Robinson back in the 60s. Spoken word over a musical beat. And then in the 80s, it just kind of took off from there.
Yeah, then in the 80s, there were a lot of youths. New York City, it was really the epicenter of where rap was starting. I mean, there was hip hop and rapping going on up and down the East and West Coast. And that's, as you might remember.
And that's where it started, the feud between the East and the West Coast.
Naturally, a rivalry started, as in any art form or sport. You know, when there's two places doing the same thing, then it becomes a competition.
And they have to fight to see who is the best. And that's what happened to hip hop.
But in 1996.
Tupac? This episode is brought to you by Starbucks. Iced coffee. Ah, that tastes so good. Starbucks.
I was looking for the record scratch. I don't know how those guys do it.
I don't know.
But.
He's so organized. They come up with the good stuff. Organized. Yeah.
Record scratch. Oh, there it is. But the music stopped abruptly. But on a September day in 1996, the music stopped abruptly. Tupac Shakur, after attending a Mike Tyson fight, was driving home in Las Vegas. He was with Biggie Smalls. Or no, maybe he wasn't.
He was with him?
He was with Suge Knight.
I don't think they were friends.
Oh. Weren't they friends?
And Suge Knight shot Tupac?
I don't know.
They were in an SUV.
Oh, okay. Nobody knows. It's to this day. The mystery is unsolved.
But I think Tupac I worked with this guy at Menchie's who was a big Tupac fan, and I think he did a lot for his community. He was a good positive influence, so they had to get rid of Tupac.
Oh, that's why they had to kill him?
Yep.
Nobody will ever know, but and the crime remains unsolved.
It's one of the biggest unsolved mysteries in the hip-hop community.
Yes. And also going back to, and then in the 1990s, there was, hip-hop came from the streets. And that's one thing for sure. It naturally blossomed and gained popularity in the club scenes. And of course, where there's money to be made, that's when Hollywood taps into that well and brought along acts like Vanilla Ice and MC Hammer, who appealed to a broader audience while borrowing hip-hop and rap styles from the emerging art form.
Throughout the history of hip-hop, there have only been a few white hip-hop rap artists that have been successful. Vanilla Ice, Eminem,
Snow, Third
Informa.
Bass. And yeah, Snow, Informer.
Licky Boom Boom Down.
Yeah, and here's a clip from, we'll play a clip from...
And Iggy Azalea, who you might know from the song, I'm So Fancy. Those are the only successful white...
And Eminem?
Artists. Oh, Eminem's probably arguably the most successful white rapper. I guess Machine Gun Kelly is kind of a rapper too.
Is he?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Why? What do you say unfortunately for?
I just think he sucks.
It's not cool.
Now we can even go this far. In the present day, hip-hop is now being blended into other genres. Yeah. For example, Machine Gun Kelly does this kind of yelling thing. Oh. Informa.
No, not yet. Informa. No, you...
I lick you boom boom down, informer. You say no daddy me, snow me, y'all go blame. I lick you boom boom down. What is it about stabbing someone?
I don't know.
One came crawl through my door.
So that's...
So informer is saying, the informer, I'm assuming is a detective, is saying he saw someone saw me stab someone down the lane. A licky boom boom down.
That's what he's saying?
Yeah. Anyways, so currently now hip hop is, you can, now what's big in hip hop is this like yelling thing where they yell like this in the hip hop song. So they're rapping, but they're doing this kind of screamo thing.
That's only white guys though.
That's Tekashi 6ix9ine is like that too, and I'm not sure what his deal is.
His deal?
I don't know what he is.
Actually, what is Tekashi 6ix9ine? Tekashi 6ix9ine? I mean, it's pretty cool to put 69 in your rap name.
But he does this.
Didn't he go to jail for? I thought he went to jail, and then they let him out because he's an informant.
Yeah, he's a snitch.
But don't you get killed for doing that? Oh yeah, he's an informer.
He's an informer. Well, I guess nobody cared.
No, you say daddy. I can't even say this. Detective man said daddy means no snaps. No stab someone down the lane.
Isn't this guy from Canada?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Well, why does he talk like that?
I don't know.
Maybe he's from the islands, man.
He's from the islands of Canada.
Are we allowed to say, am I allowed to talk like that? Is that racist what I just did?
No, because he's
say the islands, man.
No, because that's what he's doing. He's doing that voice.
I bet I could get in trouble for what I just did. Mm.
You know who is funny? You mentioned Megan the Trainor. Megan Trainor.
Yeah, yeah. Megan the Trainor.
She's a. She does that song. I feel better when I'm dancing. Yeah, yeah. She's a white girl from Nantucket, and she sings with a bit of a like a. She'll be like. She kind of sings like with an island accent sometimes.
Does she talk like that though?
No, she's white. She's married to Junie from Spy Kids. She's white as a.
White as a kite, flying in the night.
Flying in the night.
Gonna get it right.
What about that that Dance Monkey song?
Dance Monkey, that one?
The Dance Monkey, Dance Monkey, Dance Monkey. That song?
Get it right.
I don't know that song.
No.
Don't rhyme it right.
I thought it was by someone of color. It's a white girl from England, and it's. I think it's racist now.
Oh, okay, look up Dance Monkey. Look up Dance Monkey, bitch.
Dance monkey, funky monkey, gonna get that chunky, unky, gonna get that money, go down to the beach, go to the beach, I use clams as money, I get clams and seaweed,
well, that's like
and
that
press
girl
it into a paper,
sorry.
Make counterfeit bills with pressed seaweed, then I go down, buy some weed, smoke it up, get real high, then go do my cocaine guy. Some coke and buy a bottle of booze, chug it all down and do some toots. Do some toots and cut out some lines and smoke some more weed and you're feeling fine. Yeah.
Dude, I could go for
if
some
if I practice for a week.
I could go for some coke right now. I could go for some coke.
Yeah?
I could do it.
You're gonna do some coke?
I'll do some coke.
All right. What should we call the guy?
Wait, okay, wait. You were talking about Dance Monkey, and it made me think of something else.
I wasn't talking about Dance Monkey.
Oh, that's
you
like
want
that Danielle Brigol. That's like the girl who's Bad Bobby, who's Italian. She's like an 18-year-old Italian white girl.
What's Dance Monkey? I don't want to play it.
It's a pop song that was out this year.
This?
Yeah, listen how she sings.
Well, I don't want to get it.
Sure. But you hear that tone of voice and you find out it's from a British white girl and it's like,
why are you singing
okay?
like that? Probably not.
Is this all right?
That's like Iggy Azalea's.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
yo,
zong. It's like, you're Australia. From Australia.
Okay, guess what? Everything's fake. Guess what? Guys, wake up. Everything's fake.
Wait, you ever seen that movie?
Wake up.
You ever seen that movie,
Piss? Piss Party 27? Yes.
Under the Silver Lake. You ever see that, Aaron?
No.
There's a part in it, right, where it's like Andrew Garfield goes to this guy's house and he's like,
and he's like, do you have any lasagna? I hate Mondays, if you know what I mean. My name's John Garfield, 26th president. Thank you.
Remember freaking, what was that movie with, where Anna Faris gets really super high?
Smiley face.
Yeah.
That's one of the best stoner movies
like,
I've ever seen.
She's like, I'm going to have. She's like super high and
get
she's
a picture
like,
of Garfield on it. Well, you keep telling your story. I'll find it.
Oh, it's
Andrew
so
Garfield
funny.
In Silver Lake.
Oh, anyway. So he goes to this guy's house and he's like the songwriter. And Andrew Garfield finds out this guy wrote like every pop song that he likes is all written by the same guy.
Right.
Which that movie is pretty trippy. It's kind of weird, but I thought that was kind of interesting because it is all kind of written by the same people. Is this it?
Well, so. I'll just go and get what you came for so that you can be on your way.
It's Marion. I wonder if there's a better clip of this.
That is where corn chips come from. Maybe old Professor Harwood is onto something.
He's looking at a picture of corn on the cob.
He probably really loves corn and all corn-related products. I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to put in a frame? Things you love? I'm gonna do that. When I get home, I'm gonna frame a bunch of stuff I love. Like lasagna. I love lasagna. It's so good. And cheesy. You know who else loves lasagna? Garfield. Man, that cat really loves lasagna. Maybe I should put a picture of Garfield in a frame. You know, as a kind of shorthand way of saying, I love lasagna. That would be so fucking inside. Or how about a photo of President Garfield? Oh shit, that'd be totally meta. People would be all like, Jane, why do you have a photo of President Garfield on your mantle? And I'd be like, because I like lasagna, of course.
That's all in her head. She's thinking that.
And she like in ate a like room. She ate like 20 pot brownies.
That's the whole movie is maybe we could watch. I mean, that we're going to watch a movie soon for Patreon people.
Yeah.
We're going to watch a movie together. Maybe we could watch that.
But that movie really captures what it's like to be high. Like, that's your thought process when you're high.
Yeah, and the whole movie is she is, she eats. I guess her roommate made a whole plate of pot brownies.
Yeah, and she eats a whole plate of them. So she's like so crazy high.
And then she has to, I think she has to pay a bill. Like, that's another thing. You know, like, technology really does ruin a lot of old movies because the situations are like not.
Well, it's interesting.
You know, like, if you have to pay a bill, or I think that's what she has to do. She has to get across town.
She has to go somewhere, yeah. But she
maybe it's her car or something.
But it is interesting that in a lot of current movies, like, they have to figure out a way to get people off their, to get, like, well, horror movies and certain genres of movies is like, how do we get it so they're isolated without their phone or internet or the computer? Because it's like, it just solves problems that would be, you know what I mean? Like, if a movie was accurate, everyone would just be like this in a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or that's why there's a lot of period pieces. That might be why Paul Thomas Anderson always likes doing period pieces.
Girls under periods. He's like Quentin Tarantino is for feet.
Yeah,
for
he likes periods.
That's gross, actually. You know what, guys? I'm very all-inclusive and live and let live kind of guy. But if you're in the periods, you're gross.
Honestly, never mind. I don't want to get into it.
Say it.
I'm just going to say any weird thing that guys are into, girls are not into. I don't think any girl wants to be fooling around on that.
There's no girls who are into guys' feet, are there?
No.
Is that a, that's not even, that just doesn't exist.
I challenge you to find one woman who's who truly is turned on by men's feet. Not just saying it because she thinks you might like her if she's into that. That's the thing. That's the kicker. A lot of girls pretend like they're into stuff that they're not into because they want to be cool.
So what do you pretend that you're into with me?
Name it.
Pissing, the piss stuff.
I don't like the piss stuff.
What?
I don't like the scat. I don't like the farting.
Well, you're the one who started the shit stuff.
I mean, I guess Germans are into that. Scheiße.
Now, is that, that's racist. Well, can you say Germans like shit?
But that's a thing, Scheiße videos.
Yeah, I know. But isn't there, but I feel like there's another.
Well, I'm German, I think, maybe. Kind of.
Judging from your behavior around shit. You're definitely German in the bathroom. Is that a good t-shirt?
I'm German in the bathroom.
Yeah,
I think
know
it
what
might
I mean.
Be a little hard for people to get it.
I'm German in the bathroom, if you know what I mean.
And then in the on the back in parentheses says I like shit stuff. In case you don't know, in case it'll say on the back, in case you don't know what I mean, it's that I like shit.
Okay.
No, it should be I'm German in the bathroom, if you know what I mean. And then the back says and in the bedroom.
Oh, that's disgusting. Because then you'll know that it's like, oh, they're into something that's either piss or.
Yeah.
I like it in the bathroom and the bedroom.
I have a toilet in my bedroom.
You should put that as a shirt.
That's a good shirt.
I have a toilet in my bed.
Place.
I'm going to put a toilet in your bed so you don't have to get up to go to the bathroom. You know what that's from?
A SpongeBob.
I'm going to do a.
Is it from SpongeBob? Is it from SpongeBob?
In a way, it's Tom Kenny says that.
Where?
On Mr. Show. What are you doing? What are you looking at?
I'm getting a t-shirt place to print up our, what is it? What's the shirt? I have a toilet in my bedroom, if you know what I mean.
Or it could be like, I wish I had a toilet in my bedroom, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Because I just shit in my bed.
Thanks for calling t-shirt printing. Press 1 to start receiving text offers on your mobile phone.
Oh, yeah,
please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
That's the first option they're going to give you. Give me a
phone. Don't get enough texts where people hassle you about voting or
anything.
You know, from your friends. You should get. I don't like that they just that everybody lives in a bubble. You know what I mean? Because like I know the texts I was getting because for some reason I'm registered as a Democrat here. I thought I was independent.
Yeah.
And like the voting. So I guess the people who are like.
Sorry, I can't get to the phone right now. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank
fuck
you.
Off.
Well, no, we gotta.
I'll leave a message.
Yeah.
At the tone. Please
so we'll talk about our, what's the shirt?
When you have finished recording,
oh, German in the bathroom.
Well, we'll run them all by.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going? It's the B, it's a B-man and A-train, my
hello,
wife.
Hello, hello, hello.
And we wanted to get some shirts printed up. Few questions. I don't know where, if there's like, I know there's no laws because there's freedom of speech, but like we were going to get, we'll tell him the first shirt.
Well, we're workshopping it, but here's the first one. I'm German in the bathroom, in parentheses, if you know what I mean. That's just all on the front.
Right.
But I had an idea. Maybe it says, I'm German in the bathroom, if you know what I mean. And then on the back, it could say, if you don't know what I mean, I like scat. I like shit or scat or something like that.
We don't want to put shit on the shirt.
So though. I like money sign.
Oh, yeah.
H. Exclamation point T.
Yeah. And then
I like another, to play with it or whatever.
Another idea is maybe just I wish or no, what is it? I wish I had a I have a toilet.
I wish I had a toilet in
wish
my
I had
bedroom.
A toilet in my bedroom, if you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean.
And then maybe on the back it's like you it's know, like so dollar sign, just... hashtag I and then a cross. Shit.
Shit. Shit play or something? I mean, because what we don't want people to think that it's like we just like having it hanging around.
Yeah, we don't want shit. Toilet. Yeah, don't shit on the floor or anything.
No, but
unless I'm on the floor and we're doing shit play.
Yeah. So these are just a few ideas. I don't know if you think.
Aaron had one about I'm German in the bathroom and in the bedroom. Wink, wink. That's actually not, maybe wink, wink instead of if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I have a toilet in my bedroom, if you know what I mean. Or no, I have a toilet in my bedroom, wink, wink.
It's my bed? Like, that's where I'm, the jump from.
Wait,
why is there a toilet in your bedroom?
Because, so you don't have to go far to watch people shit. So I can lay on the bed and jerk off while you.
Shit.
While somebody like hovers over the toilet and shits down into it. I don't know if that...
You could do this. I have a see-through toilet in my bedroom, if you know what I mean.
Well, then actually...
Then you could see it.
Maybe just like all... I have a five... Here's a shared idea. I live in a... My mansion has 10 bathrooms and all the toilets are see-through.
Okay.
I live in a mansion. Maybe leave the mansion part out. So it's just like, okay, I only shit into see-through toilets, if you know what I mean. I feel like there has to be some kind of a code, right?
Some sort of scat play code?
That's what we want. Well, our phone number is... if you want to call us back. But I guess what... I guess there would be an image of a toilet on, mostly text.
Mostly right? Text and then maybe a picture of a toilet.
We can't have a picture of a shit.
Maybe a picture.
What's it, what's like code for shit? Brown. Maybe the shirts are brown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? That's one. Okay, so this would just be a text shirt. And call us back, please, if you want to talk about this. It'll say this, so it's a brown shirt, and then written on the shirt, it says, this shirt isn't the only thing that's brown that I'm into. Aha!
I'm so, into other things that are...
I'm into
other brown things besides
this shirt.
You have reached
maximum time permitted for recording your message.
This brown shirt
satisfied with your message,
isn't the only
one,
thing that's been
brown.
On my... brown that's been on my chest today.
And re-record. Press 3.
What do I need to do?
One.
To send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
Urgent.
To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
This is really urgent.
Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
If I drew on a mustache, I'd look pretty good.
Why? You can do that.
This is, if you can't be, if you're not born hot, just make yourself look ugly.
That's what I'm doing.
Same
I was
me.
Born, I was, I used to be kind of good looking.
I don't but think now I ever just really, going the other I was way. Never like hot. So now it's like, I just kind of threw in the towel.
Yeah, me too. So
why
we
not?
Make a good match.
Couple of uggos.
Couple of uggos, ugh. Bumping uglies. This is where the term bumping uglies was invented.
Oh, because we're both ugly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Meh.
Should we
I can't
call,
think of anything
We could
else
call
to
that
talk
place
about.
Back.
That was a good idea. These are a lot of really good ideas.
We could call another. We'll just call another t-shirt place.
Okay. You ever watch Church of Fudge?
Is that a shit place?
Yeah.
What?
That's a shit movie.
No. Are you serious? Church of Fudge?
Yeah.
It's a real shit porno or something?
Yeah. I think it's German. That's what I'm saying.
Well, wait. What are you talking about?
What?
How do you... What are you talking about?
The Church of Fudge. You never
yeah,
seen
how do you
Church
know about this? What do you mean I've never seen it?
Didn't you
Aaron,
up?
Have you ever seen Church of Fudge?
Can't say that I have.
Like, nobody knows what you're talking about.
Okay. Sound off in the comments if you've heard of Church of Fudge.
What is that? Shit videos? German shit videos?
It's a German shit video with a nun shitting on a priest.
What are you talking? How would anybody know about that?
I thought it was like, it's like two girls, one cup. It's like a shock
okay.
video.
Well, ask, who should we ask? Who's somebody to call and ask? Randomly.
A church?
No.
Call a priest?
Maybe.
Then we'll go to hell.
Plumber?
We'll just call a random
Plumber.
Place.
Call my mom. Call your mom. Ask her to look up Church of Fudge.
That's funny.
No, that's messed up.
I mean, we wouldn't do it, but we could ask if other people would want to do it. Call your mom and say, hey, can you do me a favor? My internet's messed up and I have to do this thing for work. Can you please Google Church of Fudge?
I wonder what would come up, though. Here, look, let me see. Let me go into private browse mode.
Okay. I don't think it'll let you... It won't let you go to anything too weird here.
No.
So nothing comes up?
Yeah, look. Encyclopedia Dramatica. A classic shock video which contains neither a church nor fudge.
Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hey, how's it going, man? Do you do phone orders? Well, we had a couple questions, too. I'm here with the A-Train. We come in there all the time. Is this Michael? Is it?
No, this is Gabriel.
Oh!
What's up, Gabe?
That's
hey.
My wife, A-Train. She wears the visor. We're both...
Sorry, I think we just have a bad connection. I heard something about freight trains.
We're
yes,
the...
I'm the A-Train.
A-Train.
I fused with a freight train.
No problem. Give me one sec, guys. I think we have a bad connection. Is there any way
here,
I can
I'll call you
hang
back.
Up and call
I'll
right just, back?
I'll call you back.
We'll call you back.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Sounds busy. Like, what's with coffee shops being busy today? Oh, what the hell? What day is it?
Friday.
No wonder. No wonder I didn't get my Frappuccino this morning.
Why?
It's busy. It's a Friday.
Why is it more busy on Friday?
People are out. Maybe school's out. You ever heard the song? School's out.
Josh. This shit
Thanks,
sucks.
This is Victor. Can I help you?
Victor?
What happened
yes,
to Gabriel?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, okay. We just talked to Gabriel. Good. How are you? Sorry. Good. Haven't had my coffee yet. Have you ever heard of Pizza Rat?
Of who?
Pizza Rat.
Pizza Rat.
Pizza Rat? No.
Yeah, do you remember
you don't
Pizza
remember
Rat?
Pizza Rat?
You don't remember that?
No.
What about Church of Fudge? Have you ever heard of that?
No, I have not.
You never seen Church of Fudge?
No.
Okay.
You ever seen Shake That Bear?
What is that
no.
one?
No.
I'll tell you about that one.
Okay. There was one called Ripples and Wrinkles.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah.
I think I know what that involves.
Old people and fat people.
Ripples and Wrinkles. Yeah. That's good.
So you don't remember Pizza Rat at all?
I have a question. I have a question. If I came into the store wearing a shirt that said, "I'm German in the bathroom," if you know what I mean, would you know what that means?
Unfortunately not, no.
So if it said, okay, what if it said, "I'm German in the bathroom and the bedroom," wink, wink.
Would you understand that?
Would you understand that?
Probably not.
Are there any coprophiliacs that work there?
No, I not of my understanding.
Do you know what coprophilia is?
No.
Okay. You like copper.
Copra.
Like what?
Coprophilia?
Oh, cobra. You're into snakes.
No.
Okay. Did you ever hold a snake? Like at a petting zoo or anything?
One time I was at a birthday party. You can rent snakes for birthday parties. And I held like this big giant python. There was like six of us.
And one time a kid I know, he put a snake on a drone and he flew it up into the sky and it never came down.
For real?
Yeah. It's like this 10-year-old kid. Do you remember that?
No, I do not.
So you've never even heard of Pizza Rat?
No.
It doesn't ring any bells?
No bells at all.
You never saw a video of a rat carrying a full slice of pizza down the subway stairs in New York?
Definitely not.
You've never seen that video?
No, I have not.
What do you watch on? Are you on social media at all? Do you do Twitter?
No, I am not, actually. I stay away from social media.
There you go.
Good for
that's
you,
good.
Dude.
There you go.
Good for you.
That is what... That's good.
That's
right
what we
there.
Like to hear.
That's what we like to hear. So you don't have Twitter, Instagram, nothing like that?
No, fortunately not.
Snapchat?
Nope.
Good for you, dude.
What about
Way
Facebook?
Stay off the grid.
Yeah, definitely off the grid.
What about Facebook?
No, nothing. Completely
Damn.
Nothing.
Do you have a cell phone?
TikTok.
Oh, yeah, of course I have a phone, but...
TikTok?
No, not even TikTok. Nope.
Dude, you deserve a... medal or something, trophy.
How old of a guy are you?
How old of a guy are you?
I know. Average age in 20s.
Average age? There's no... average age? I wonder what the average... Is that the average age of all Americans? In
20s?
The 20s? Like if you added them all together? Because you have 1-year-olds and 70-year-olds, so...
It would probably be around 40, I would think. Late 30s.
That's, well, my point is that's more commendable that you're in your 20s and you don't have any social media. What about dating apps?
Definitely not.
Whoa.
Are you dating?
You're cool.
I'm currently taking.
Oh, good for you.
Okay.
That's awesome.
How long has that been going on for?
For as long as I can remember.
We've been married. We've been together for.
15 years.
15 years.
5 or 6, I think.
Anywhere
legally,
between.
We've legally only been together for like 5 or 6. Because I had a. Do you? I mean, it's okay to. Are you polyamorous? Is that what it's called?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
That's where you can have a girlfriend, two girlfriends,
or boyfriends,
or boyfriends.
You just kind of like to have fun, you know.
I would be poly.
Let's be poly.
I don't really actually want to. Change my mind.
I think that's another thing a lot of people in their 20s are,
what, being poly?
Yeah, they're being poly. What kind of movies do you watch, or what do you do for entertainment since you're not on social media?
Sports.
Okay, what sports are we talking about?
Anything you can think of.
Really? Football?
Esports or real sports?
Real sports.
Wow. Soccer?
Yes.
Okay.
Football?
Yes. Anything you can think of.
Baseball.
Literally.
Baseball?
Yep. Rugby?
Yeah, actually.
Oh.
Pocketball?
What was it?
Pocketball. That's it's European.
Heard of that
one. Polo? Horse polo?
I don't play that one.
Gymnastics?
No.
NASCAR?
Definitely not.
NASCAR's a sport.
I wouldn't be on this phone.
What about pole? What about like Olympic type things?
Joust. No,
pole
not
vault.
Jousting.
Nope. Nothing like that.
Hurdles?
Nope.
Javelin.
Javelin.
That's what I was thinking.
Did you ever see those things? Oh, he hung up. Interesting level of tolerance.
He cuts it off at javelin.
I mean, I don't know how long we were on there for, but it was
a
while.
Like, joust isn't a sport. Click.
Who jousts?
Fencing. Is fencing... I wonder if fencing ever had to close down because of COVID, because they always have their faces covered.
There's a fencing place around here. I went to a fencing birthday party once. That was fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they just putting up fences?
Yep. And you had to paint them. It's like in Tom Sawyer.
Don't even bring that part up, because they say some shit in that scene.
Uh-oh. N-word?
They say some shit. Okay.
No, it was like we got to dress up and we fenced. En garde.
Are fencers racist, mostly?
People fencers. Who make them?
No, fence. People who fence.
I mean, how would you know?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
How do you know, like, how would you know that you... Because isn't fencing in the Olympics?
Uh-huh.
How would you know that fencing is your thing? Like, you're good at fencing?
You grow up...
Eight.
Like, do we
one,
have to...
Eight.
This is a nine, fencing place. Go ahead.
Three,
you can keep
do we
going.
Have to six, put our kid in every hey, possible sport so that she can find out what sport she likes?
Huh. I wonder...
I just couldn't imagine.
You just show her the Princess Bride and you go, are you into fencing? And they're like, nah, I mean, that was cool, but all right.
Yeah, exactly. R-O-U-S's?
They're all closed.
That's kind of scared me.
Oh, wait, this one might be open.
There's a fencing place right across from...
Yeah.
There was.
Is it open, though? I'd say all of them are listed as closed.
Then they're probably closed. Maybe open by appointment only.
This one might be open.
They should combine fencing places and those
gun places.
And those jumping places.
Ooh, Sky Zone?
Yeah. Combine those two.
Hello?
Hey, is this the fencing place?
Yes.
Is it called?
Yes, fencing, yes.
How does that, how does it work? You guys are open?
We're open. We've never been closed.
And, that's what I was saying.
For your child.
Aha. Listen, that's what I was saying. I said, okay. I bet the fencing places aren't closed because you always have your faces covered. So there was never a risk of COVID at any fencing place. Am I correct?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. I'm sorry, what did you say again?
I'm saying, since the fencers, what are the people called who fence? Fencers?
Swordsmen.
Swordsmen? Their faces were covered the entire time, so that, therefore, there is zero risk of COVID in every in the fencing studio.
Okay, and we
why do you have to wear so much like gear for fencing if it's just a fake sword? It just has the round ball. You have to wear like full gear.
Well, because then you get points.
Oh, depending on where you stab them.
I mean, I'm middle of the lesson. I mean, can I ask your questions and what's the middle of the lesson?
You're in the middle of a lesson now?
Oh.
Can you put us on
just your question?
Put us on speakerphone? Well, we want to come in and fence each other.
Okay. I mean, you want to fence each other? So for you, for your child?
For each other. Me and my wife. We got a fight, and we want to...
Private lesson.
Yeah, we want to take it out on each other in a healthy way.
We got in a fight, and we want to take it out on each other. Is that okay? Is it okay to fence if you're actually angry at the person?
Yeah, no problem.
And can we take the balls off?
Can we take the balls off and put on his sharp point?
Can we stab each other for real?
I'm sorry, I'm middle of a lesson. Can I help you quickly and I can continue my group class?
Can
we take the balls off?
Can we stab each other
in
your
place?
Is it legal if we stab each other there? I guess is the main question. Is it legal to stab people in your friends?
Yes, it's 20 minutes, $60 or $150 for 1 hour.
Okay.
Awesome. Then we'll stab each other for 1 hour.
You can call this number or text this number for appointment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, I get to stab you for 1 hour.
Can I bring my own sword?
No.
Okay.
It's electrical. It's a fencing sword. Or
it's a fencing sword, but if you push a button, this other blade shoots out too.
No.
And then it's got. And then there's a little hatch.
Full gear.
There's a hatch in the handle, and I can go in there, and I get a throwing star, and I can throw that at her too.
All right. So
and then smoke. Can we bring smoke?
Call me for appointment, okay?
Can I throw smoke to like disguise myself and then disappear?
Oh, like a ninja.
Like a ninja.
I'm sorry. I'm middle of lesson. I'm trying okay. to be nice to you.
Oh, right.
You, but you just like, you know what I mean? I'm middle of class.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Shit.
Can we apologize? Put the person on the phone. We'll apologize to them. Fuck.
Okay.
Shit.
God damn
so
text it.
Text me this number, okay?
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
God damn it. Okay. Fucking sorry, man.
Sorry, dude.
I get to stab you for an hour.
Yeah.
We can bring our own swords. So what I got from that was we can stab each other for real and we can bring our own swords.
He sounded like the NAMBLA guy. There used to be I'll Google that.
Oh, Chicken Foot or whatever?
Chicken Hawk, which is a documentary about NAMBLA, which is the North American Man-Boy Love Association. For men who love young boys. Are you familiar with that, Aaron?
I have heard of it.
So if you're in NAMBLA, can't you just be arrested for being in it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't you just automatically, like you sign up for NAMBLA and then it's like ding, ding, like a knock on the door. Sir, you have to go to jail.
So here's the NAMBLA phone.
You can't love young boys.
So I only know of NAMBLA from the Howard Stern show.
They did an episode of it on South Park too.
Yeah, and it was a big punchline on The Daily Show.
Oh, here's this playing.
This is NAMBLA, the North American Men Boy Love Association.
Creepy. Oh, this
in
weird.
New York, the Horatio Alger chapter meets on the first Saturday of each month from noon to 2:30 p.m. For any other matter, please leave your message at the end of the beep. We'll call you back as soon as possible, but we'll have to do it at collect.
Right.
This is back in the early 90s, I guess.
And if you're a boy, do not despair. Be true to your feelings. Times will change.
So far they haven't.
And your oppression will end. But if you're a man, be safe, be brave. And above all, be proud to be a boy lover.
Be proud.
In either case, do call us again. Best time is in the evening between 8:30 to 10:30. Thank you.
What's that? That clip is from what?
Howard Stern.
Oh.
I Googled NAMBLA voicemail message because they used to, or I don't know if they called it often. But that's where I heard that. And then, yes, there was a movie called Chicken Hawk, Men Who Love Young Boys, I think, which is about, it's hard to find. I was talking to Vic Berger about it because we were talking about documentaries, whatever. But anybody looking for some good documentaries to watch, Vernon, Florida, which is Errol Morris's first movie, that was a big one. It's very quotable. If you're living in a house with some other dudes, I do this now because of Trump, I think.
Because you're white power.
Oh, shit. I just flashed a secret white power symbol.
Don't you remember going like this? If you had this like under your hip, like on your leg, and someone saw it, you could
punch
sock
them
in
yeah.
the arm.
And what does it represent? An asshole, I think?
I just knew that was like a thing where if you're like, hey, and they look and see it, then you have to punch
Right,
them.
Then you punch them. Vernon, Florida is a good documentary. It's just about like this town in Florida that everybody just seems to be crazy in. And there was a guy who's like, you got four bowls of the brain. You got cat shit. You got dog shit. Like there was, I don't know what his, he's like, I forget it all. Me and my friend Braden watched it. Like Braden and Brendan, we were really cute in Austin.
That is cute.
No, we were grown men.
Oh.
We're in our 20s and we watched Vernon, Florida.
20s is not a grown man.
And we would quote Vernon, Florida. There's these turkey hunters, the gobbler, this guy, they're talking about gobblers. And there's a guy named Snake. Snake never talks. And the guy's just like, Snake! And Snake's like. So he's in Braden kind of looked like Snake.
Is it supposed to be funny?
I mean, I think it's one of those, like, it's an interesting documentary to watch. Let's watch it. I haven't seen it in a long time.
I wish I had a good idea for a documentary. Like,
dude, you just get a camera and start following someone around. Or following something around.
It's like a
you
got weird, little kids. Like, what's like a weird, like.
Film your kids growing up.
The Secret Conservatives of Burbank.
Oh, right.
No, that's annoying. You don't want to deal with people like that. You want to find something that you're interested in and then just be like, let's find out about it and get a camera and a microphone.
What the hell am I interested in?
Well, I always wanted to make
a documentary.
Sitting
on the couch?
Yeah, you can make a documentary about couches. Vernon, Florida. So that's a good one. And then this other movie that we would quote all the time was a movie called Chicken Hawk, which was a documentary about men who love boys. And you can find it.
Vic, why is it called Chicken Hawk?
I guess that's slang for guys who like, for a guy who likes young boys. He's a chicken hawk. I don't know. And there's this guy, like, Leland. Who says, he tells a story about, I fell asleep, but I put it on and it was like, oh, this doesn't disappoint. This is actually is like an interesting thing to watch.
Why wouldn't it be?
From the 90s or something too. So it's like a whole different time. And Leland talks like this. Like, I mean, he's just such a quintessential, like you look at the guy, you put him in a lineup of anyone, any people and say, which one here is like a child molester? You'd be like, that guy, definitely. Wore these weird sweaters. Not weird, but like whatever. He looked like a child molester.
God.
And he goes, there was, this is a line that we would quote all the time. Lubrication was not required or desired. He says that about a sexual experience.
Oh my God. What the hell?
Leland.
Every podcast circles around to what the hell's wrong with men?
Not this. This podcast celebrates men.
For 35 more minutes of this episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.